Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
Thank you for being with us. Hope your Wednesday's off to a splendid start. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Splendid.
I just always say great. I'm like, let me mix it up.
Splendid indeed, yeah. Andy Bunker.
How's it been?
Splendid indeed. As we're, beautiful, beautiful. Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day here in Atlanta. As you said, it's the middle of the week. We're halfway halfway to the weekend.
Almost
and all
there.
All that other good stuff. As we continue to talk Falcons, obviously watched the Hawks last night. I mean, Detroit's a good team, man. They're a good team. And you mentioned before we came on air, the Hawks don't have all their dudes.
Yeah.
I know.
You're missing three starters.
Ricochet's down. Porzingis is resting.
He's injured.
Okay. And we obviously know Trey is out. So mm-hmm. It's going to be hard when you face a team like that. I'm ready to see the whole squad and everything like that and see where this team can go. And I know there's a big thing out there. Can Trey acclimate back into this and all that other stuff? I like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, I think he will be able to.
It's like, like last night, LeBron can't play in with Luka and look pretty damn good last night fitting in.
Yeah, I think he'll probably fit in.
Yeah, he'll probably figure it out.
He'll probably fit in.
You know what I mean?
He'll
figure it out.
That's been sort of a thing for a while, right? Because Trey doesn't miss a lot of time anyway. But the end of the year, a couple years ago, he missed some time, right? He's banged up here and there. And obviously, he's been out now for a couple weeks, and he'll be out for a couple more weeks. The difference this time is just the team's good.
Yeah.
Like, they actually have good players. So they're able to win games even without him. And they almost did the same thing they did to the Suns last night to the Pistons, where they came into the fourth quarter. They had that nice little sequence at the end of the third quarter where they got a bucket, they got a steal, they got another bucket, and they cut it down from 18 to 14 or from 16 to 12 or something like that. And it was like, all right, they got him where they want him, right around 10 going into the fourth quarter. And then they did the thing that they do where they just stepped up the defense intensity and turned the Pistons over a bunch of times, got a bunch of stops, and we're right back in it. I mean, I think they pulled within 2 points, maybe even 1 point at one point in the fourth, and then eventually, they just didn't quite have enough.
Yeah.
With Cade Cunningham back last night for the Pistons, obviously that's a huge help for them. And the Pistons are good. They're 13-2, man.
Game win streak.
So to play a team like that has that kind of momentum and gets their star player back without three starters,
it's
going to be tough.
Yeah.
Going to be tough.
But, still a lot of ball left, and obviously we already talked, Trey and all those guys will be back.
Yeah, they've played well enough to where you don't have to be mad when they lose sometimes.
Exactly, I think that's the one thing about it. The funniest thing to me watching the Hawks is watching Dyson Daniels dribble with his left hand. It's just the funniest thing in the world because he dribbles with it when there's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when he's crossing over or if he's dribbling fast to try to go back left, he never controls it.
He will do that, like, big behind-the-back dribble with his left.
Yes.
Like, into the key.
Yes.
Kind of, like, almost into a jump stopper, but it's, like, If the next thing he does isn't a floater,
yeah,
then he has to pass it.
Yes.
Like, there's not a behind-the-back dribble into another move, but like he will kind of go left and then a big behind-the-back to create some space.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
He is –
It's pretty funny.
He very clearly has worked on like three or four like space creators.
Yes.
But yeah, he's not like a great ball handler.
Yeah, he's still working on all that, man. But
it's nice to have Nikhil Alexander-Walker to kind of do the majority of that with Trey Al.
He's a nice player, man.
Couldn't shoot it last night.
He's one for eight from three and everything. But one for nine? Okay. Yeah. I saw him when he hit the first one. Mm-hmm. So, but I think, you know, and we've talked about NBA because I saw this list today. Like, is anybody going to make all the NBA? It's like, damn, all NBA players are damn out.
I know. I saw Giannis is now out for a while.
Weeks. And this ain't no
– Wemby's out for – 2 weeks at least.
They're talking about at least. You know, and this is it. I mean, this is the crazy thing about it. And I know I saw that, you know, I mean, we mentioned it on Monday with the all the game has changed and they're running more. They need to shorten the season and all that other stuff because of it. And I'm like, oh, the bigger, faster, stronger. No, they're not. They just don't train. Well, then train like you bigger, faster, smarter.
You can't do both of those things.
You can't.
Right? Like, you can't be we're bigger, faster, stronger, have better sports science,
yes,
and we have to shorten the season.
Yeah, you can't do that. No, like, you know what I'm saying?
If that's true, then the season is whatever. Make it longer.
All this damn sports.
If everybody's so strong and big.
All this damn sports science and people are steady getting hurt.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't trust scientists with nothing but carbon dioxide and H2O, Andy. I don't trust them with my body. I don't trust them with what kind of food I put in my body. Because I swear to God, these dudes talking about they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on their bodies, and they always hurt. I had a teammate that spent all his money. He had all kind of chiropractors and all these damn holistic IV, all that crap. He couldn't even make it through a 16-game season ever. Why? Because he always hurt. It was always a quad. It was always a hammy or a calf. Put that iron on your damn back. And let go.
Meanwhile, we were smoking cigarettes and eating burgers at halftime.
Yay.
The 80s NBA was just cocaine.
Yes.
And guys would play 82 games.
Yes.
Now, man, maybe they didn't know they were hurt.
Maybe
there were some side effects to
and
that.
And I know these people are brilliant people. Don't get me wrong. They're brilliant at what they do.
Yeah.
But it's too much relying on
it. That's what it is.
It's just too much relying on it.
No, but what it is, though, there's just so much money in it now that you're basically paying people to justify your right to protect your investment. Because that's what it is.
Oh, it is.
If I'm going to give this guy $300 million and he has a slight chance of being more healthy if I only pay him, or if I only play him 68 games or something like that, then I'm going to do that. Guess what it is. I mean, it's just because it's not all driven by the guys or the scientists. It's driven by the people that are paying them, by the people that are investing in it. I mean, load management is not a player problem. Load management is a front office and ownership problem. That's what that is. Now, they're enabling guys. If you're telling me you're going to pay me $100 million and I only have to play 75% of the time,
give me that $100 million.
I'm probably going to do that.
You're damn right.
If you allow the standard to be lowered, then you're probably going to take that.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah,
they're all trying to protect that asset, and unfortunately, in doing so, on a given night, you're going to watch a game where there's nobody playing.
Yeah.
I mean, the game that NBC decided to show instead of the Hawks Pistons last night, because the Hawks got bumped out of it, was between two teams that were also missing their stars. So, you know.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, but what is it?
Huh?
What is it?
That you're not going to see.
It sucks. That's not what it is.
But I think
it is what it is, and it sucks
that the game has gone in that direction. I think one of the things that I always do, and because I can compartmentalize things, I just watch when I want to watch it. It don't bother me that they don't play anymore, because it's like, there's nothing you can do about it. So why am I going to be mad and throwing a fit about these dudes not playing anymore? I mean, that's why when people always say every year about the All-Star game, don't watch it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason to complain, because it's not going to change. This is what it is. This is how the mindset is and everything like that. That's anywhere in sports.
Yeah, because there's nothing we can do.
There's anything. It's all about that's the preserve. I mean, and I got no problem with you wanting to play as long as you can and all those different things, but – like, I saw somebody yesterday. I was a real said that the league is not as. Oh, it was Jalen Walker said the league is not as physical as he thought it would be. Mm. Yeah, because they don't. It's not balls to the wall no more. It's okay. Let me position this guy the right way. It's not. And I know I mentioned yesterday. Like, you know, the game was harder. It was more physical. It was a lot more things. And we didn't get hurt like y'all did playing as hard as we played. But y'all play half ass, and then you gotta go in the damn blue tent. And they gave you this guy doggone, what am I looking for? The damn beanbag to put on your damn helmet. So, like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
But you know what it is? It's the nature of things, and it's the sports that we cover.
Yeah.
So anyway, Hawks lose last night. A bunch of people didn't play. Dave Archer is going to join us in about half an hour. We'll talk some Falcons with him. And the college football playoff rankings came out last night. I don't know that anybody outside of Miami is mad right now. And I understand Miami's gripe. They beat Notre Dame.
Yes!
Notre Dame's ranked four spots ahead of them. I also think, though, just like, you know, we're just talking about with basketball or injuries or whatever, it's going to play itself out.
But
like, all these guys still have a bunch of games to play.
The crazy thing about the whole, and I heard Miss Heather was talking about it today, she was like Notre Dame's being rewarded for their losses.
That's right.
But you lost to Miami.
One of the losses was to them.
Yeah.
But the argument is, you're so good, we lost to you. Why did you lose to the teams that are so bad?
I understand.
Which
that,
I hate that. I hate rewarding good losses when not giving higher priority to good wins.
Yes.
I totally feel the same way. Again, I think that both of those teams have their own destiny in their hands.
Yes.
And if they keep winning, then they'll be in, and maybe they get to play again.
Because
I think the argument is that one team has improved throughout the year, which I also support. I think it's okay to say that maybe week one with a freshman quarterback and all this different stuff, whatever, we were here and we lost by three, right? And now midway through, you know, late in November, we've improved to the point where we have the same record. We lost to you then, but we're better than you now.
How about, you know what? Somebody need to, let me think of a team that you can go make that argument for, because that was so good. That was so good. I think you can go down a grapevine and convince somebody, because that was pretty good right there.
Well, I just think, because we always talk about that, right? Like, we do so much of this expectation and almost like projecting going into the season. And then if a team starts slow, which a lot of teams do,
right,
especially in this era,
right,
with new players and stuff, then you just decide that they're bad and that's that. But in reality, like, if you've got good coaching, by the time the end of the season gets here, You're supposed to be better than when you started.
Yeah.
As long as guys are healthy and you have your roster. Like, I think Georgia's better than Alabama right now.
Yeah, but they beat us.
But they lost to them.
Yes.
That's right. Now,
yes,
Georgia has handled their business since then,
right,
and hasn't lost anybody else.
Right.
And Alabama lost on Saturday to Oklahoma, so they're being penalized for that.
Yeah, but if Bama doesn't lose, Bama's going to still be in front of Georgia.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Yeah, even though, you know, there was a close game against Oklahoma and we beat the hell out of Texas the way we did, they would still be in front of them because they beat us. They beat us in the head-to-head, which they should be. But I think the weirdest thing to me is this 5-12 matchup, because I don't know, and I'm all for fairness and everything like that, but, like, Tulane, James Madison,
sure,
they have no shot of beating whoever the fifth seed is.
Yeah, five is
no
the,
shot.
Five is what you want to be.
Hell yeah, that's what Ohio State was.
You want to be five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No chance.
Because the bye is fine, but, like, you get a home game.
You get a home game. You get a home game and a tune-up.
Yeah, exactly. You get a home non-conference September game.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, exactly, is actually pretty nice. All the teams with byes last year lost their first game. Now, there was a lot of context to that.
Yeah, we didn't have our quarterback.
And the other guys got byes because of auto bids and all that.
It was a bunch of
it won't be the same thing this year, I don't think.
Hey, guys, every night, start including tonight, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sport Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low price, low savings. Again, that's our guy, Day-Day. That's Prep Sports Nation tonight.
All right, first hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a hump day. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the game.
You know, Kurt is. You know, Kurt's been a guy that's been able to go out there and start a lot of games in the league. He started a lot of games for us. He got us to a nice start last year. And now he got an opportunity to sit back and watch and really grow. And got to get him going this week. Go out there and lead the football team.
Yeah, so that's Raheem Morris earlier this week talking about Kirk Cousins being the starter Sunday. And at that point, for at least the next four games, breaking news from Ian Rappaport and now a bunch of other insiders in the NFL. Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr. does, in fact, need surgery to repair his ACL, with 9 months of recovery at least coming. He sought the opinion of experts, including from Dr. Neil L. Trache. Penix has an ACL sprain, but full reconstruction is needed. So,
yeah, that's the third one. I think it's on the other knee, though, right?
Okay.
That make it feel no better.
No, I mean, he's out for a year.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
He might miss next season.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while. And so it sucks. It's unfortunate. The one thing about it, and we always talk about it, you know, people always want to use the Adrian Peterson and all that other crap. Another guys have come back faster. Stephon Diggs, you know, he came back a little early from it and everything like that. And they're doing new things with medicine. I remember Thomas Davis. He tore his ACL 3 times. It was all in the same knee. He came back to have damn near a Hall of Fame career. You know, so I don't know Michael personally, but to me, he seemed like a tough kid.
Sure.
That's going to battle through this and everything. But it sucks for him because he might be getting a new regime. And so you're in a situation where how do they view you? You got to learn maybe a new system. So it's all that's down the road. Right now, we just hope this young man has a speedy recovery, man, and get it done now. Don't be waiting for it. No, let's go ahead and just go where you're going and get it done.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what we mentioned early in the week was with some of the other injury stuff, Falcons this year, they kind of, because they could, drug their feet and didn't need to tell. But with this, I mean, if he's going to get surgery, then you're going to find out that he's going to get surgery. And so that's what we find out today. Yeah. And so then there's a bunch of different tangents off of that story-wise. It's like, yeah, it's the third time he's had it happen to him. This is now, I think, the fifth season that he hasn't been able to finish in eight. If you go back to Indiana and high school and stuff like that, all the injuries that he's dealt with. And you're also talking about a guy that played a very specific type of way effectively in the Big Ten at Indiana, had those injuries, and then changed the way he played because of the injuries. Like, and I mean, I don't know, this is speculation, but I think we watched enough of him play and heard coaches talk about it enough. Didn't run in part because of that. Like, didn't want to break the pocket and run in part because of that. Now there's another injury on top of it. Like, you have to wonder how that affects him mentally.
Well,
after all of that.
I think, and when you say that, I understand where you're coming from with he's hesitant to run because of the injuries. I don't know.
Would you think it is?
I don't think it's the injury part about it. Because when you're out there playing ball, you don't think about it.
But you can see him thinking about it.
I don't think it's because he's hurt. Worried about getting hurt. Because you can't play football worried about getting hurt. I mean, that's just You just don't do that because eventually you're going to get hurt if you're thinking about it.
He got hurt.
Huh?
He got hurt.
He got hurt in the pocket.
I know.
But I'm not.
I just don't understand why that's so crazy.
That he don't want to run because he's afraid to get hurt.
He got hurt a bunch and ran, and then he stopped. And then he came back and didn't run.
And he still got hurt.
I know, but he didn't for a couple years, though.
But I just don't.
He doesn't get drafted eighth overall if he doesn't come back and totally change the way he
plays. I understand that, but I don't want to say hesitancy because he's afraid to get hurt.
I don't want to say it either.
I can't be sure that's the reason.
I don't either. I don't know. Yeah, I'm saying.
I can't be sure.
I didn't say that I know. I just say I think it's okay to like wonder.
It's okay to wonder. Yeah.
And then also wonder with another one what that does to him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
I think the biggest thing with him is, you know, he's behind the eight ball again. You know, he was already learning on the job. Now you got to sit back. You got to do the rehab. And we know if you've ever been through a rehab, that's the loneliest damn place in the world. Because it's just you, your thoughts, and this damn injury and the pain of getting it back. And so I think Michael's a mentally strong enough kid to come bounce back from this. But I'm with you. Like, he already has one knee brace. He'll walk around with, like, looking like Dan Marino.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's...
Well, that'd be great. Dan was awesome.
Dan was awesome, but I mean, you look at Dan, boy, it was always the greatest pitcher. They have his locker, like, in... glassed in and everything, right? And they have his last uniform, Andy. They have his shoes, like ski boots.
Oh, man.
To
protect the ankles.
Yeah, they look like ski boots. Yeah. And then they have both of those damn knee braces.
Well, he wasn't going anywhere.
Like, Dan wasn't going nowhere. And I want that for Michael.
No.
Because like, one of Dan's last runs that he had, he looked like Forrest Gump when he was running with the thing before he broke out the braces.
Was that?
It was so bad.
In, like, that playoff loss to Jacksonville?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That last run, he was running. Goodness gracious. Man. But, yeah, that sucks, man.
Then there's the other side of it as well, which you mentioned. Could be a new regime.
Yeah.
And even if he was healthy and playing the remainder of the year, new regime didn't take him.
Yep.
And, you know, if he had played great for the final six, seven games of this season – then he was going to be the starter next year anyway because he's, you know, the new regime would be inheriting him. Now he's not going to be starting at the beginning of the year next year, probably, assuming a normal timeline. Probably not going to be starting the beginning of the year next year. And so he's got 12 games where no one really knows what he is as an NFL quarterback.
To save his job.
Huh?
To save the regime's job.
No.
Okay.
No, I think this might be the official end. Because their quarterback plan failed.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's in ways that they could have predicted and also ways that you can't.
Because?
Injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
But then people would also say he was injury prone and, you know, but I don't buy into that. But, I mean, I can't really argue against it. He has been injured a lot. But, yeah, I mean, this, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we can talk about Deshaun and Deshaun Watson. But, I mean, I said it yesterday. Like, just for a complete – plan a complete thought process to fail. It happens. Stuff fails. But like not like this.
But this also was one of those ones that when it happened, everybody was like,
Huh?
That doesn't make any sense. And it didn't.
It didn't make sense.
It was kinda like the Luka trade. It was like everyone's reaction was now that was much more outraged and negative and all of that, but like I think locally the reaction to the Cousins Penix offseason was pretty universally like confused, leaning towards upset. And it, you know, things can play out a bunch of different ways and the initial reaction usually isn't totally right. But in both of these cases, the initial reaction was totally right.
Yeah, they're putting it at 9 months. So that's mid-August. I mean, it was crazy because I think we had this conversation off of the air. And the last time something like this happened with a young quarterback, it was RG3. But RG3 played his whole rookie year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. He got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah, got hurt in the playoffs. And it was that whole campaign and all those different things. And he came back, was never the same player. Now, they're two completely different players than that because RG3 relied on the read option and all those different things. But, I mean, if you're telling me a guy who started 12 games coming off his third knee surgery is going to be ready by mid-August – with possibly having to learn a new damn system, no training camp, you're going to have to miss me with that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. So, there. I mean, it's possible.
I mean, anything's possible. You're absolutely great.
Well, yeah, that's optimistic possibility. Yeah. It's also possible he doesn't play next year.
Yeah.
That's possible, too.
And if somebody asked me which way was I leaning, I would say he would play next year. Probably not.
At some point?
At some point.
Yeah.
I'll probably say he'd play at some point. Now you're in a situation.
And that's such a weird situation if it is a new regime.
Yes.
Of like, because what do you do at quarterback?
Because the money that they can save from keeping Kirk Cousins, if you got a new regime.
They're getting rid of him.
They're getting rid of him. They're going to get rid of him anyways. But now you got to go out there and do you draft a quarterback or do you go the veteran route? Do you try to find a Jameis? And I'm not saying go get Jameis. I'm saying somebody on that level of experience.
But Jameis, also, like, go get Jameis.
Or
though.
Geno.
Like, that might be that the might, best you know, option. Okay, we finally smiled. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
That might be the option.
Yeah, or maybe.
Because if you're planning on having him come back at some point, right,
mm-hmm.
you need a guy that there's no, if you draft a guy and he balls out, you can't take him out.
Exactly.
And also, you'd have to waste a good pick to do that, right? Like,
right.
You're not waiting until the fifth round to get a guy, sixth round to get a guy.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I know the Falcons don't have a first rounder next year. There's other rounds where they also don't have draft picks next year. I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but there's other rounds where they don't have draft picks. Yeah, look, I mean, we got a lot of time to do all that, but the bottom line is it just really, really, really sucks. Michael Penix, if you're just joining us, what are they talking about? Michael Penix is officially going to have surgery on that knee that he injured on Sunday. It is the other knee. So he's had two ACL surgeries on his right knee where he wears a brace now. This is the left knee, and it is the one that he injured earlier in the season that cost him the Miami game. ACL is partially torn,
yes.
So he'll have to get that repaired.
And whatever else is wrong. Yeah, bad shoulder. I mean, they're going to cut you open. You might as well just go on and fix everything.
Get it all tuned up.
Yeah, man. Saturday, noon to 2, join Allie Mack and Kia Mall of Georgia. She gets you ready for the big games. You already know what you can win. One lucky fan with an Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50K 4K smart TV with the rolling stand, plus other prizes will be available. That's noon to 2 at Kia Mall of Georgia and Allie Mack.
Well, Dave Archer's a good guy to talk to every Wednesday, but especially on the heels of that news, Michael Penix related, and what he sort of thinks happens for him over the next year or so. Obviously, we'll talk about what's going on with the Falcons as well and look ahead to the Saints game on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Again.
Yeah, this probably feels about right. Man, I'll never. What's it called again, Bo? A man I'll never be is a guy that ever gives up on anything, Andy. I'm not built that way.
Okay.
But damn it, these damn Falcons. They pushing me.
There's no quit.
No.
There's no give up.
No. No.
They got games left. We're going to talk about it. But boy, it has been a tough week as far as the news of the day. You know what I mean? Like, 5 losses in a row is tough anyway. Then the injuries coming out of it, and you don't know the long term. And then obviously we just find out about 20 minutes ago about Penix. Dave Archer joins us every Wednesday at this time, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And, you know, Dave, one of the good things about live radio is we do get to react in real time to breaking news. Sometimes it's fun breaking news. This obviously isn't, but interested to get your initial reaction to the news that just came out that Penix is going to have surgery on his knee. He's going to be out for a period of time. We don't exactly know how long, but just kind of your thoughts on the news.
Yeah, really disappointed for Michael. Certainly, I think there's been some positive moments this year and some negative moments, and that's kind of the way it goes in your first kind of 17 games. So it used to be 16 games when I played of your career, where you kind of start to find out what you can and can't get away with in this league. And he certainly discovered some of those things, and there was a lot more development that needed to happen over the rest of the season that I think he was going to be able to get, that we were going to be able to watch him kind of grow. But not going to get to see that now. So very disappointed for him. I think the organization handled it extremely well because they did want to get a second opinion, which he did go get. I had a chance to visit with him, and he went and got the second opinion, and sure enough, they confirmed what was going on there. So he's going to have the season-ending surgery, which is unfortunate for him. And his spirits are high. He says, hey, you know, this is just one of those hurdles I got to clear. He's had to clear some hurdles before in his career. But I'll tell you what, guys, I'm really excited for Kirk. It's the irony here is rich. I mean, it's dripping off of this thing. I know you guys have talked about it. This is where it all started to go sideways last year.
Yep.
And now you can flip the script. There's a lot of people talking about how he can't play in the league anymore, how he's old, he's done. There's just a lot of stuff here for a veteran player that you can really shove in a few people's cans if you go out and get your thing done.
Dave, we were talking yesterday, and I heard you on with Dukesville, and the key word is finish. The key word is finish because you've had opportunities, and I know that it all starts and stops with the head coach and everything. But talk about your last game as far as like everybody had a hand in what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, no question, Randy, and I'm sure you had the chance to play in games like that. I know I certainly did. Where, you know, I know everybody wants to point the finger at one particular place. And a lot of times the buck stops if you can't win with the head coach. I know that's kind of the where it's easy for people to point to. But, man, if you got guys in position to make plays, whether it's catching the football, we talked about it last week, right? There was a couple plays last week in that Berlin game. If you catch the football, we're not even talking about Daniel Jones trying to make a fourth quarter drive to win the football game. Let's just talk about that for a second. How about his run? But in this game in particular, I mean, offensive lineman downfield on a screen play. How many times do you practice a screen in practice, Randy?
Three count.
Yeah, you practice it all the time. You practice it 3 days a week. You practice the screens, and you make that mistake. The holding calls. I think some of the holding, like Chris Lindstrom got called for a hold, and some of it is stemming, I think, Randy, you tell me, that when you're hurt, sometimes just your lack of ability to do what you normally do, now all of a sudden you start grabbing, you start reaching, you start getting out of position. I thought Lindstrom got called for a hold there. I mean, Wilkinson gets called for a hold in the first play of the game.
Yep. Yep.
First play of the game, you get beat inside by Scorton, and you get a 10-yard penalty to put you behind the chains. And that's just, I mean, Darnell Mooney, there, in all honesty, this is me talking, he looks like he's allergic to the ball. I mean, catch the football, you know, when the ball comes your way. So that's just a few things just to sprinkle it around. You got a chance to tackle a guy in overtime. How many guys had a chance to tackle Tommy? Yep. Who'd ever heard of Tommy Trimble other than the guys that call it, cover this game pretty closely? I'm sure you, Randy, as a tight end, knew who he was.
Not
I guarantee you.
He's from here, isn't he?
Well, maybe. But if there were 60,000 fans in the stands or whatever was in the stands this weekend, I probably could have found 100 people who knew who Tommy Trimble was. They're probably related to him.
Yeah, they were, because he's from Johns Creek.
There you go. I mean, that dude ripped off a run, looked like Randy McMichael ripping through people. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just a piece. I mean, there's so many things you point at, and that's what makes it maddening to try to get the ship going the right direction. That's where I think you got to concentrate, guys, on the fact that you're in position to win. Oh, even with all the crap that went on 2 weeks ago, they run for a million yards in the game. You still had a chance to win if you tackle the quarterback on third down.
Yep.
This weekend, the quarterback throws for a million yards. And even at the end, if you connect on that slant route, Drake and Kirk catch that football, they're out of timeouts. You're going to burn the clock and win the football game. You're in position to win. How do you find a way to win it?
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of different answers to the question I'm about to ask you, so feel free to use all of them, or maybe there's one that you think is more important. But with Kirk starting Sunday and for the remainder of the season, like, what's the biggest thing they can do offensively to make his life easier?
Well, it always, and I know you could answer this one, Andy, is you'd like to be able to run it with some effectiveness and maybe some dominance in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get Tyler and Bijan going like you did early on in the season, and even to a certain extent in this game this last weekend, if you can get those guys going, that makes things a lot easier for the play caller, makes it a lot easier for the veteran quarterback. I think the second thing I'd point to, and I thought we saw some of this, was I thought there were some better pockets this weekend for both quarterbacks that played. And I'm talking about cleaner pockets, where a guy's not getting driven back into your lap, where you're trying to throw it over the top of a guy like you're trying to throw it out of a hole. If I can step in and deliver the football with a little bit of zip on it, and that's going to be important for Kirk, because he doesn't have the arm Michael Penix has. So he's going to need to be able to stride in and throw the football. You need to keep people off of him so he can climb in the pocket. Those would be a couple of things I'd look to.
Who's going to catch the damn ball, Dave? I mean, none of them are catching it. But I mean,
I got it. Can you come out here? I mean, the jug's gun ain't working, so I need Randy McMichael to come out and show people how to catch a football.
Man, please.
Second time this week somebody suggested by the way.
With these calcium infused knuckles, there's no in hell I'm going to catch a damn NFL football
just
day.
Just come out here and do some counseling, man. We need some counseling.
I mean, Dave, you've been doing this a long time, covering this team, Dave. You know this team. You talk to the players and everything like that. And I mean, I can only speak for myself. You know, I'm all about, you know, with the next game, we got to keep going. But how do you feel the morale is in that locker room? Because, you know, you lost your leader. I mean, I know you lost the game, but it's finally come down that he's not going to be there.
It's a really, really good question. And it's really the question that really hasn't been asked. And the energy in the building, the people around the building, I don't care whether it's the people in the comms group or the people in new media or whatever it is, the players in the locker room, it is really good. That's a credit. And I know that we talk about coaching, what's coaching doing. That's a credit to Raheem Morris, because that's who he is. The energy in the building stems from him, and everybody is in a really good place. They're ready to go play New Orleans. They understand how big a game this is just this week, but they understand the rivalry and all the things that can happen here. And hey, you went 6-3 last year, and the whole thing fell apart. And you started this year 3-7. Why can't you just rebuild it in the second half and flip the script like you did last year? I know nobody's even depending on that or even looking at that. I really think that there's an opportunity because of what we just talked about. You're in games, finish the games, guys, and you win football. We could be here we could be sitting here 6-4 right now.
Yeah,
easily 6-4. Not so. How do you do that in the second half? But the energy in the building, it's a great question, is really good. I talked to Bijan. I've talked to a number of players. There's some guys that are going to come back off injury potentially. I know we're losing a couple guys. We've got some guys coming back off injury that could give you a little punch in the arm as well.
Tell us about the team that they're going to see on Sunday. I know they're coming off a bye. Their last game, they went out and actually had a nice performance against Carolina and beat them 17-7. What do folks need to know about the Saints?
Yeah, they're always a defensive team. They're always a team that plays you rough and tough. I think that's one of their calling cards is to try to play physical. I think they're doing that. Now, it's not to the level that they've done it in the past. I think they're getting pushed around a little bit in the run game, which it tends to help us a little bit. They've been pretty good against, you know, throwing the football. But they're middle of the road on the defensive side of the football. They got some aging guys that are still kind of carrying the load for them a little bit. You know, from a linebacker standpoint, DeMario Davis has been around, seems like, forever. He's in his 14th season. But Cam Jordan, he and Cam Jordan are those two guys that carry the torch on that side. On the other side of the football, I think that that's where they're pointing to kind of towards the future. Tyler Shuck is one of these kind of guys. The guy, he reminds me of a poor man's Josh Allen a little bit. He's got a big arm, can throw the ball down the field. He will shove it into coverage. He'll challenge you a little bit and maybe put the ball in harm's way. But he'll pull it down and take off. In fact, that's how he got hurt in college. He's about 225, 230 pounds. He'll come run at you, 6'5", big kid. But, hey, got to go stop the run. They're beat up on the offensive line. They got a bunch of young guys starting on the offensive line. How about this, guys? All of a sudden you look up and Atlanta's number two in the National Football League. It's sacking the quarterback.
I know.
Where'd that come from? How about that? You know, go get this young quarterback, put him on the ground.
Arch, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Hey, keep up that positive attitude, guys. It's the next one, Randy. It's the next game, baby.
Got you, my brother.
Dave Archer there.
All right, man.
Falcons Radio Network analyst. That's right. Positive mental attitude. It's all you can control. You can't control what happens. All you can control is how you react to it.
Okay, Tommy Treble. Tommy Treble is a former dog, Greg Treble's son. So his dad played at Georgia.
Oh, is that right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, P.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember if it was – well, it wouldn't have been on the broadcast because Dave was just telling us he didn't know who he was. So it must not have been on the radio broadcast. But I heard somebody talking about how he's local, went to Notre Dame.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, Third round draft pick.
Good for him. I mean, hell.
Game-winning play on Sunday.
Great job. I mean, at home, all your folks there?
Yep.
That's pretty damn dope right there, man. But, I mean.
Wish he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. They would have did what they're supposed to do is called tackling.
Yeah, just tackle him.
Yeah. But yeah, they probably would have. He probably would have broke all their tackles.
Even if he didn't,
yeah.
The next throw probably would have been like Bryce Young threw for 320 yards in the second half of that game. Now, I guess if you include overtime, right? That's another drive. The man, and this is like, I'm not trying to pile on. I'm just saying facts that I have accumulated in my brain over the last couple of days since this game happened.
Yes.
He had only thrown for 300 yards in three games in his career.
Mm hmm.
He threw for 318 in the second half.
Yeah. Damn. How many of those 300 games?
I don't know that answer.
Did he throw 300 last year?
But definitely one of them.
Yeah,
one of them. Because 44-38 definitely was.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, anyway, they don't got to play him this weekend, so that's good.
No, but I think the thing with the Saints, they're trying to determine if Shook is their guy. Mm-hmm. They're trying to determine, like they said, I mean, this dude – hell, you said he was Justin Herbert's backup, right?
He was Justin Herbert's backup at Oregon.
Yeah, and Justin Herbert's about to finish his sixth year in the league, or fifth year in the league, whatever. Yeah. But I think
he's like well into his second contract.
Yeah. You still have guys like Alvin Kamara. My biggest thing, and I said it, is don't let Taysom Hill be that guy. Taysom Hill's always that guy. He beat y'all. He beat the Falcons as playing quarterback. You know that game he started quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Two times in 3 weeks he beat the Falcons.
Yeah, beat the Falcons.
A couple years ago. Is he playing? Because I know he's missed a little bit of time.
I don't even know.
He played the last game against the Panthers.
Yeah.
What do you have? One carry.
Yeah.
So.
They're going to double it.
They're just resting him up.
Yeah, they're resting him up.
They're biding the time.
For the damn Falcons to come down and do their thing, man. But, I mean, you just hope that the energy, obviously, it's still a rivalry game. They don't like the Falcons. Falcons don't like them.
That's one thing you can count on. It's going to be very loud in that building. Saints fans are going to be fired up for the game on Sunday because it's the Falcons.
Yeah,
like they know they're bad.
Yeah, so I mean,
but if you can beat the Falcons in your bad year, you still love it.
But yeah, I know that about it. But I think that's what I always talk about when that's why I was asking about the morale and everything, because you still got a job to do. You still got a job to do, and the most important thing is nobody cares. Nobody cares. And meaning that, what I mean by that is, okay, injuries happen.
Oh, yeah.
Losing happens.
Yeah.
You know, but you still got to go do your job. And so.
Yeah, the other team's not going to take it easy on you.
And more than anything, once that ball's kicked off at 4 o'clock, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Go play.
Well, they hope your morale is down.
You just go play.
They hope you show up all motivated.
They want to put a nail in the coffin.
Yeah, they would.
Yes.
You kidding me? You think Kellen Moore wouldn't like to win his first game against the Falcons as the head coach of the Saints?
No.
It's just like, you know, some of these rivalries are just like college. Like, if you can beat your biggest rival, your fans will forgive some of the stumbles. Like, and, you know, that's what he's coaching for at this point, developing young quarterbacks and trying to beat these guys. That's what they got.
Looks like Divine Diablo is going to play this game. Looks like it.
Hey, some good news.
Yeah, I mean,
That's good news.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, you take the good with the bad. Ain't nothing bad. Ain't no good enough that can overshadow the fact that you're starting quarterback stuff for the year.
No.
Yeah. No. I love me some Divine Diablo.
That's, yes. But that's those things aren't.
Yeah, they ain't.
The scale's not balanced. Yeah. In order to balance out the scale, I don't know what we'd have to do.
Yeah, like, I traded like four wins.
Invent a time machine.
Like four, yeah.
Like, Prime Julio's going to play.
Yeah. Like,
still, I don't know. Yeah,
bring Tony,
if we invented a time machine, we'd
Tony,
be pretty
bring
good.
Bring Tony G back. Prime Tony. Never mind.
That'd be good.
Prime, but you know that, know what you're going to get? It's going to get caught.
Yeah. He's going to catch the football. Yep. Unfortunately, none of that's going to happen. But Divine Diablo is going to play. That's good. Hopefully, they can beat the Saints. We'll come back. We'll talk some other NFL elsewhere in the league. NFL No Huddle as Week 11 is done. Turning the page to Week 12. Starts tomorrow night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.